You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you love music and you're looking for something to do this weekend, we got it. The Northside Music Festival returns, and joining us is the man behind it all, Ben Soltes. Ben, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good. You must feel like this is before your Super Bowl of sorts, because way back you co-founded the Deutschtown Music Festival in 2013, and that really grew to be a big deal. And now, how did you transition to just included Northside Music Fest?
Yeah, that kind of just ran its course, you know, and I decided to, you know, it wasn't really going to continue. And this last year, I just figured I had some of the continuing sponsors, Highmark and Allegheny Health Network and First National Bank are just wonderful people to make a free festival possible. So I was just like, well, let's do it. Let's make it a little more concise and smaller with a smaller footprint. They have money to pay all the bands a decent amount, and that's what we did last year. We had about 75 bands. Everybody, you know, really enjoyed it. I got great feedback from the neighbors, from the people that came, from the musicians that played. So we're kind of doing a bit of the same again this year.
Ben Paul Rasmussen here. I was curious to know how many visitors you're expecting this time around.
You know, it always depends on the weather, and, like, I'm not seeing any, you know, tornadoes or Canadian wildfires, you know, a little bit of heat, you know, but it's summer, so we'll take that. So we're hoping for a pretty good crowd. You know, today we start at 6. We have a lot of food trucks on the, you know, two blocks of closed Foreland and James Street in the Deutschtown neighborhood of the north side. So we've got, you know, got indoor venues, an outdoor stage today, two big outdoor stages tomorrow. You know, we're very a wide open space in the park. So, we can take anybody that wants to come. Free kids activities on Saturday. It's just a really great weekend.
It's funny, Ben, because someone asked me, they heard us talking about it yesterday and teasing you were going to be on there. Like, where's that Northside Festival at? I said, the Northside. But again, you mentioned some of the venues, but for those of us around the region, zoom in on what's the best approach to get there and enjoy this.
So my website, northsidemusicfestival.com, has all the information. We've got maps on there. There are the list of the bands. There's a page where you can link to hear their music, see some videos, parking information. So there, you know, there's plenty of parking here around the north side with garages. We list this on the website. Typically, there's been a pirate game when we do this, so that complicates things. They are not in town this weekend, so that makes it easy. So, you know, those want to park down towards the North Shore and just walk up this way, you got plenty of options.
How about this? I'm looking at some of the acts. Ben, I love this because our news editor, who's on vacation today, is a crazy talented accordion player, and I see the Polka Maniacs.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how did these bands end up coming to you? I mean, more than 100 acts. That's an incredible. That's yeah. herding cats with talent.
Well, you know, so when I was at the previous festival, we would have a submission process, and we would just get so many in. There were just so many people to listen to. So when I started this last year, we had a small team of people that were, some of them were musicians, some, you know, worked in other parts of that industry. And we kind of like, we go to see music. We talk to people who do these things too. And we were like, who's good out there? Who do we want to see? And we kind of just had our curated the list. Did about the same this year. You know, I go out and I talk to people who produce music, people who work in the venues, who's good, who should we listen to. Some people submit during to my contact form, which is just like, I guess people asking about parking, where's this thing at? And then somebody's like, oh, I'm a band in Columbus, I would love to play your festival. And you know, I listened to a lot of those things that came in, and some were really good. So because of that, I have some bands I never even heard of. You know, some coming from Columbus, I have a band from Buffalo and one from Cleveland. So it's just a little bit of a mix of like getting out there, being on the street, and you know, talking to people who know what's happening.
Hey Ben, I was looking at the map on your website and where the different stages. There's 7 different stages scattered across several blocks. This is a great way to get some exercise and move around on the weekend.
Oh yeah, you know, and that's the thing is that it's everything is right around that area, and you know, every band plays about a 40-minute set, right? So it's like, if you don't like what you're hearing in one place, you can walk a block and find something else. You know, if it's too hot for you, we've got places with air conditioning. You know, we've got the Coronation National Hall, Javor Club. They've got music, you know, tonight and tomorrow. The Elks is the venue. Allegheny City Brewing, which just opened a new facility about a half a block away. You know, there's another venue. So it's just everything is right there. There's a lot of great music, but, you know, the genres kind of mix around. So, like I said, if you don't like it, just walk around and find another one, and that's the benefit of this beautiful event.
Well, I know how much passion and time you put into this, Ben, so good luck this weekend. It looks like overall Mother Nature is going to cooperate, unlike a couple of years ago, so go get them.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just, you know, that we have a great art market on Saturday, free kids activities. So, you know, you can come down with the family and just enjoy the day on the north side.
Ben Soltes, you're the man. Have fun, brother.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Thank you, Larry.
And check out the website, which is easy to get to.
NorthsideMusicFestival.com. And the map is a really good idea to check it out, because this gives you an idea of all the different places you can go.
Wild Onion, Sunny Days, and the Weathermen. These are all names of the band. Choice Words. Let me see. Mama, Ma'am, Chrome Moses, Grand Piano, Melt, Tiny Wars, and again, Polka Maniacs. I'm disappointed that our Pat Septak can't be here for the weekend.
I got to tell you, the two highlights to me on this map, by the way, in terms of refreshment, they have an outdoor bar in a tent and then another one on the street, two different locations to get a cold brew.
Is that all you think about?
Mm-hmm.
Coming to PPG Paints Arena. How about Bruce Springsteen? Coming next month, sneaking up, and this is to try to make up. Remember, they rescheduled a September 2023 show, August 15th and then August 18th. Two shows at PPG Paints Arena here in Pittsburgh. Bruce is well-loved in this town.
Well, he's well-loved everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and this guy puts on a show. I've seen him several times, including once at PNC Park, and his shows go in excess of 3 hours, and he's rolling, man.
That's right. I mean, the whole time.
So talking about music and big shows coming to Pittsburgh, that's one of them. And as we just detailed with Ben Soltes, with the Northside Music Festival, I'm happy for him because we didn't get into it 2 years ago. They got just tortured by the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just wave after wave of thunderstorms, and it just kind of ruined the weekend.
It's going to be a perfect day to be there today.
Not the case today.
This evening will be really nice.
Hey, coming up after the news at the top of the hour at 8, he is a world-class neurosurgeon. He is well-known. Dr. Joseph Maroon, Pittsburgh Steelers neurosurgeon. This guy flatlined his career at age 42, even when he was a surgeon, and how he reinvented himself in terms of time management is a remarkable story in and of itself, called Square One, which he wrote a book about. But he's an expert. You know, you would talk about a neurosurgeon, brain surgeon. This guy is 83 years old. He's still a triathlete. So he was asked to kind of weigh in on when, and we've been talking a lot about aging, obviously, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, how their ages are factors. And when do you know that there's a dynamic shift that's real? So I'll be curious to hear what he has to say about this whole subject. You know, and I trust his scientific and the way he's lived his life. He's all about finding ways to extend it and being healthy as long as humanly possible.
And I wonder to what degree he can illuminate me on the idea of the difference between, you know, the lifestyle you lead and then your genetic makeup and how that all works together.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, so, why do some people look so young when they're, you know, into their 50s and 60s, and other people look so old, for example? That's got to be genetic, at least something, right?
He's coined the phrase, I want to die young as old as possible. In other words, as healthy as you can for as long as you can, and you definitely have an input in that. It's not just, you know, there's certainly issues that come up that are out of people's control, but there are a lot of things people can do in the meantime to be as healthy as they can. And when it comes to cognitive issues, Dr. John LaPook from CBS quoted somebody that works with older patients, you know, geriatric patients, and he said, when you've seen one 80-year-old, you've seen one 80-year-old.
Right.
Meaning each individual, when you get to that stage in life, it varies greatly about someone's ability, cognitive issues, and things that physiologically start to happen. And then this is a conversation, forget about Joe Biden and Donald Trump for a minute, if it's possible. This is a conversation that goes on every day in a lot of homes. We call them the sandwich generation in particular. These are the people who have children and they have aging parents, one or two, mom or dad still with them, and then starting to deal with, you know, you're dealing with raising the kids, and then you're trying to help the parents at the same time. When do you tell dad or mom, you can't drive anymore, dad?
Taking the keys away, yeah.
You know, because that represents freedom and independence, just like it does when you're young and 16, 17-year-old, when you got your driver's license, you felt like you're a free man.
Which reminds me, my grandfather on dad's side, Grandpa Rasmussen, they took the keys away from him, and he wanted to go to the corner store, and so he got his lawn tractor and went down to the store
This was your pap?
Yeah. What a great guy.
Okay, I'll fix you. I'm taking a lawnmower.
He did.
That's great. So it's a serious subject, but rather than just... And I understand people, the meme.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The mean memes, you know, the tongue-in-cheek, the jokes. But for a lot of people, it's not a joke when mom and dad are dealing with these issues. But when do you know? When do you start to make a decision about control? Who's in charge? And it's a subject, again, a lot of people are dealing with. Dr. Joseph Maroon will join us right after the news at 8. Is here looking for something to do. We just talked about the Northside Music Festival with over 100 acts. There are a lot of things going on. And joining us from Made in PGH is the lead content creator, Channing Powell. Hi, lead content creator.
Hello, Larry. Happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's like a new thing, right? That's a title that never existed before.
Correct. I'm here to pave the way.
Social media. I mean, you got tens of thousands of followers. People love stuff about Pittsburgh.
Right. We're happy to bring a source for people to navigate the city, see what events are coming up, and we love supporting the local businesses. So check out Made in PGH on Instagram and see what we're up to. We're always hosting really fun events, specifically foodie events. We all know we all love food.
Well, right before the pandemic, I think there was a period where we were known internationally as a foodie destination.
Right. And we're rapidly still growing that for sure.
So we're kind of regaining that.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about Made in PGH. What is going on?
So for those who, you know, have families and you want a nice summer evening activity, family-friendly activity, the Dollar Bank Cinema in the Park has had a massive lineup of free screenings for the whole family. The series continues throughout July and August with pop-up movies in select parks around the city. Also, every Thursday through August 8th, Allegheny City Parks is hosting their summer movies in the park, anywhere from North Park, Settlers Cabin Park, South Park. And they have kid-friendly movies that you can sit there and watch them under the stars on a blanket. And you can check out the full lineup of movies in the park at madeinpgh.com.
Yeah, that's a really popular thing.
It's so fun.
The movies, and it makes me think of, and they're almost totally extinct now, is drive-ins.
Right.
Did you ever go to a drive-in?
Yes, because I grew up in Moon Township.
Oh, well then.
And Dependable drive-in.
Dependable. But for a while, you couldn't go to the Dependable because they didn't have good family movies.
There that was before my time. But yes, I did hear that rumor. Thank you for confirming. You guys heard it here. But growing up, I was able to go. There was family-friendly movies. And you know what? It's so nostalgic to still go back there. They still have the greatest concession stands.
And popcorn and
the little speakers that you pull up to. You don't even need them anymore, but I like looking at them.
It's Bluetooth. Yeah, they right. have a frequency.
Yes.
You know what's funny is the first story I ever did on TV was the death of the drive-in. And I went around to, and there were a lot of, the screens were still up, but the drive-ins were closed. And there was one on Camp Horn Road where they had two screens. I mean, this was big time family entertainment to get out of the house. But I just remember with three brothers, once in a while, my mom would have card clubs. So my dad would have to take us out of the house and he would take us to the movies. The problem is he took us to movies he wanted to see. And then he wouldn't let us get any concessions.
Oh, no, that's not even fun.
No. So anyway, movies in the park. What else you got
movies
on your radar?
And what else do we got? Our famous Best Bites event is returning to East Liberty next month. Tickets will be going on sale later this month. And to get access to the tickets, it's madeinpgh.com/BBPGH. And for those who don't know, our event, Best Bites for Made in PGH, is incredible. We sell out every time we do this. We round up like the greatest restaurants in each neighborhood, and you get your lanyard, and it's a self-guided foodie tour. You get to experience the wonderful culinary experience at different neighborhoods throughout the city. So we're bringing it to East Liberty, and you get to try food and drinks. You don't need a reservation. You're hopping around.
You know what?
And it's great.
That is good, because a lot of people tend to go with what they like, which makes sense when it comes to choosing restaurants and food.
Right.
So it's hard sometimes to get people to try other things, because
Yes. You
don't want to bank your whole meal on trying something new. And then if you don't like it, when you know you have a staple or a standby.
Exactly.
So this is a great opportunity
Right. To
get a little taste of the region.
Correct. And with how we talked about how we're rapidly growing in the city as a foodie destination, this will show you the new restaurants that you didn't even know existed and get you to try some great samplings. There are cocktails and craft beers, but there's also a ton of food.
Here's a sidebar I'm seeing on Made in PGH. Hop on board Trax Farms and Arrowhead Summer Winery Bus Tour.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds dangerous in a good way.
Well, hopefully the bus driver will not be partaking in the wine tastings.
That's good. Good to know.
So yeah, you'll be safe. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so the winery bus tour sounds super exciting. And Trax Farm has a tremendous winery, Arrowhead, that they carry in their market. So there'll be a nice winery tour for those who are into wine tastings. And you can go to madeinpgh.com to read more about that as well. And a shout out that I wanted to give, Three Rivers Vintage on East Carson Street. They just turned 10 years old. And you know what?
They've survived a decade.
Yes. And they are spectacular. They specialize in vintage clothing and accessories from 1860 to 1970. So it's over 100 years of vintage. They are by appointment only, but it's super easy to give them a call or a DM to schedule a time to come shop. And you know, it's just very dear to my heart. Scott, the owner, is a good friend of mine, and I also sell vintage clothing on the side. I do pop-ups in the city. So I'm just super excited for
clothes from the 1800s?
That's right. 1860, he dates back to.
East Carson Street, Southside.
Southside.
Where is that near? What intersection? What do you know what block?
I think I would say maybe 19th. So yeah, congrats to them. 10 years.
What's the name of this place?
Three Rivers Vintage.
I want to check this out myself.
Let's go. We'll schedule an appointment.
I want to see what they were wearing in the 1800s. And meanwhile, if you go to Made in PGH, you can see a whole list: eat, drink, health, wellness, shop, neighborhoods, and
exactly.
An opportunity to find out what's going on in and around the city. So what are you doing this weekend?
So I think tomorrow I'll be spending some time with my nieces. I might even take them to one of the movies in the park, actually. So I'm going to check out that lineup and see which ones that they would want to go to. And then Sunday, I'm going to that concert that is the memorial for the 9/11 flight with John Vento
right,
and Gibsonia.
The Rose Garden,
yeah.
A group of volunteers made at the Shanksville, which is a national memorial and monument. They have adjacent land, and they've had participation from family members of some of the people who perished on that flight at 93. Right. It's a really wonderful gathering of people that care. But this is an opportunity. We're going to talk to John Vento, the man behind that, right after the news at 9 this morning. It's a Billy Joel tribute.
So excited.
It's called Corby Wood is what his place. So John has this restored farmhouse out in the, I think it's West Deer.
Okay.
And we'll get details, but you're going to
be
there? Yeah.
I'll see you there.
You like Billy Joel?
I do. I'm excited for this tribute concert.
And you also like, I hear, Smokey Robinson.
I'm his number one fan.
Are you serious?
Yes. Somebody help me.
He is
his number one fan.
I know a guy. He is one of the kindest human beings I've ever met, and so insanely talented. He's going to be part of this Celebrity Care Fest for UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. That'll be Saturday, July 27th. And then the Friday night, Smokey's a Hall of Famer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, and a Songwriter Hall of Famer, singer-songwriter. Pat Benatar, recently minted Hall of Famers, playing Friday night. Yeah, and it's all going to Children's Hospital. So check out hm3.org for that show. That's in a few weekends, but this weekend a lot going on. Read all about it. Made in PGH, Channing Powell. Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Happy Friday.
At Dr. Maroon's advice, I once saw him for what I thought was going to be another neck surgery, and he advised me to start taking fish oil as an inflammatory agent.
I know we kind of joke about that with him because, you know, inflammation, and I'm not a doctor, though I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express once, inflammation leads to just this whole litany of issues as you age. There is a way to push that back.
There is.
To a large degree, and that's been one of the things, and he talks about resveratrol, which is a component that for health, heart health, and he's 83, and he's still a triathlete. So I think he's probably one of the foremost people, certainly in this country, to talk about geriatrics.
I can tell you that this started for me 10 years ago. I've kept up with it over the years, and I'm taking far, far fewer Motrins or Advils. And the reason for that, I think, is because of the omega-3.
All right, pop quiz. How many fingers do I have up? It was a trick question. I didn't have any. So it's good you didn't answer.
You had me stumped.
755 KDKA from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.